suppose I should start by introducing myself.
Mordecai.
I'm Lord Charlie Mordecai.
Charlie Mordecai, you son of a bitch.
Mordecai.
Mordecai.
Charlie Mordecai.
Art dealer. Accomplished fencer. Shot with most weapons.
Excellent job, sir.
Charlie Mordecai.
Loved and respected by all who know me slightly.
Charlie.
Mordecai.
Mordecai.
Never heard him. I personally wish I'd never heard of Mordecai. Because, my God, this, people, is one of those movies that sucked the soul out of my life. I was sitting in that theater, and I was... Okay, I'm going to go ahead and say, it ain't on the level as bad as some movies. I may have said it was horrible or whatever, but for some reason, I couldn't stop moving in the theater. I was gesticulating in my chair or whatever, and so I was just like... Hurry up and end, please. People, I'm talking about Mordecai, the latest Johnny Depp intro. My God, Johnny Depp, just go away, please. Go the fuck away. Go far, far away to the land of strange magic or something like that. I don't care. Just go. But, man, you know, it's... I was going to say around April last year, getting close to that time, Transcendence, I might have said it was one of the most boring films I saw of 2014. And now we're here, we're in 2015, January, and I'm going here and saying that this might have been the most confusing, boring, misguided, unfunny piece of shit I've ever fucking seen this year. My God, people, I think you're in a treat this week for the triple fucking... and Mordecai's gonna kick this bitch off. Let me go ahead and start off the plot, if you will, if that's what you really want to call this. But we got Johnny Depp playing... Charlie Mordecai. People, I'm gonna fuck this plot synopsis because I'm not gonna lie. I want to say about a good 40 minutes into the film. I don't know if it's the fact that it was so misdirected that the plot was just all over the place, or is it the fact that by 40 minutes I just stopped giving a fuck and I really didn't want to keep up with what the plot was going. But so we got Johnny Depp playing Mordecai, Gwyneth Paltrow playing his wife in here. It was fucking useless. I don't even know why she was in the fucking movie. People, she ain't doing no cameo. She ain't doing side steps. She's in the fucking movie all the way through. And you're just like, oh, God, please make it stop. Matter of fact, this movie was embarrassing, actually, because... I'll get into that. Okay, so Mordecai, we find out that, like, you know... He's in taxpayer debt. I think it was $8 million, they said, at one point. So, meanwhile, there was this painting that might have been stolen. Famous painting. I don't remember what the fucking shit is called because I'm not a fucking painting Methuselah or anything like that. And, person was killed and the photo was taken. So, now the British intelligence, whatever it is, I don't know, inspectors... They call up Mordecai because, you know, he's got inside detail with the, you know, the underground art world and shit like that because apparently they can't do the job. So, Johnny Depp, Mordecai, he's on a hunt looking for this painting. And, you know, there's barely any of that in this fucking movie, to be honest. They keep bringing that painting up, but everything that they talk about in here almost felt like it had nothing to do with that fucking painting. There's, like, so many other things going on in this fucking movie that it was just hard. And I think that's where the movie lacks. It was just hard to keep the focus on that one fucking plot line and what was going on. And it's supposed to be, like, labeled as, like, oh, it's a mystery. It's a bullshit-ass mystery that nobody gives a fuck about. But, and that's your plot synopsis. Johnny Depp's going looking for a fucking missing painting. That playing some weird-ass character, which I gotta tell you, 5 minutes in the film... And then people, this takes place in London, and then later into America, and then there's little pieces of Russia in there, too. 5 minutes into the film, I said, I don't mind that accent he's using right now, but I bet the longer this movie goes on, that shit's gonna annoy the hell out of me. And, sure enough, 45 minutes into the film, and I was like, you know what? I'm fucking done with this guy. I can't take that fucking accent anymore. Somebody shut him the fuck up, please. And then there's running gags in here, too. One of the running gags is like, oh, why would you grow that on your face, that mustache? And then just like, Jesus Christ, it's not fucking funny. Ewan McGregor is in here. Paul Bettany, man, Jesus Christ. What the fuck does Johnny, what stranglehold does Johnny Depp Hall has on you and appearing in some of his most boring ass films. Because once again, a year ago, getting close to that time, he had to suffer through fucking Transcendence. And Paul Bettany is a great actor too, by the way, people. I mean, if anything, he was the only thing keeping this movie alive. But he's so small and in between that it's just like, it's not even care anymore. It's one of those things where it's like, he's cool at first, but they wear him out because, you know, there's no other material going on. So it's just like a side gag in the background. And it's so fucking half-assed, man. Oh. We later find out that Ewan McGregor character who plays the inspector here, he's got a love thing for Gwyneth Paltrow, so, you know, he's still trying to connect with that while he sends Johnny Depp on these missions to look for this thing. And then Gwyneth Paltrow, she's kind of leading him on just so she can get info, because then we later find out that she kind of really solves the mystery of it. And the mystery, it was, I'm not going to lie, I thought it was stupid as hell when it got revealed. Either I just didn't care. Or it was just that damn stupid when you find out that, like, all these guys are chasing down Johnny Depp saying, hey, he has the painting, he has the painting. To later find out, people, and this is where the movie spoiler side of thing kicks in, to later find out that the guy that was working on his Rolls Royce, his mechanic, was the one that stole the photo from the guy that was originally going to steal it and then placed it in Johnny Depp's Rolls Royce just so Johnny Depp can smuggle it to America to goddamn Jeff Goldblum's character, and only to later find out that it was a fake and the real one was hidden in some old ass war veteran place that Gwyneth Paltrow was talking to, who she thought was hitting on her or something like that, when technically he was really giving her hints about the painting. I was like, ugh. Just fucking end already. The movie is an hour and 45 minutes, people, and it felt like I was in that theater for 3.5 hours. I was like, it just won't end, will it? It will not end. The movie made me uncomfortable. I don't even know how it makes you uncomfortable, because none of the gags in here are offensive or anything like that. They're just so unfunny and put you in, and they're uncomfortable. They're like, everything that everyone says in here, you just look at them going like, is that the part where the director was laughing at that? Because I didn't find any of that shit funny. Matter of fact, I didn't laugh at all at that. Like, so they really thought that was funny. And, like, Johnny Depp's smugging for the fucking camera the whole time, too. Like, he's just like, yeah, didn't you think that was hilarious? It's like, no. None of this shit is funny. This movie felt like one long-ass skit that fucking Saturday Night Live put together. And I'm not talking about, because I know some people think like, oh, Saturday Night Live got some good ones. I think Saturday Night Live is horrible, if you ask me. Every time I watch this shit, it's boring as fuck. And it's never funny as hell, as people claim it to be. But it was just a skit with a joke that outstayed its welcome and never going away. I was just like, why do I feel like that joke has already been told in this movie? And I was like, oh, wait, it has already. Because there's like fucking 5 running gags in this goddamn movie. 5 of them. One of them is Paul Bettany's character. He has a sexual appetite or whatever. And mind you, the girls he was fucking or whatever in here, I'm not gonna lie, they were hot as hell. There was that joke, the gag with Ewan McGregor trying to sleep with Gwyneth Paltrow and she constantly playing him. The whole gag about the mustache shit got on my goddamn nerve. Especially when he gets to California. Once he gets to the United States of America and everybody gets on the elevator, one of them has a mustache on him. There was one thing in here that I even shook my head at in rooms, really. It was Johnny Depp staying in a, he's staying at, I forgot what the name is. It's in L.A. though, people. I forgot the name of the hotel, but whatever. And you can hear Ewan McGregor's character, I mean, not Ewan McGregor, Paul Bettany's character fucking, obviously, in the other room. He's just like, oh, what are these hotels made out of and shit? And he calls him, because he doesn't know it's Paul Bettany at the time. He calls him, he's like, hey, American. I was just like, who the fuck talks like that? Nobody fucking talks like that. I've been to London. Nobody has ever said anything like that. I've had friends from London that came out here that's never said, oh, hey, you American or whatever. Like, nobody points out their fucking countryside or wherever the fuck they from when they go there acting like the accents was just getting on my fucking nerve. Gwyneth Paltrow, I will say, she pulled it off. I mean, she definitely looked like one of those rich, snotty British motherfuckers or whatever, but there was no fucking point to her at all. I mean, other than just that running gag with Ewan McGregor in here. Like, they tried to set this up as if it was supposed to be satire or a spoof or something like that, which it falls in none of the categories of that. But instead, it just got, once again, just all the jokes in here were just flat. They were lame. They were just boring or whatever. Like, it was literally every time Johnny Depp or somebody cracked a running gag or something like that, it was like they were just slowly sucking the soul out of his fucking career. I want to say that Johnny Depp's character, even he is fucking useless in this movie. Like, the whole point of the movie where I was trying to figure out, like, and I even hate to make this comparison because I love this show, but Archer. We know he's supposed to be the American version of a James Bond, kind of in a type. He's cool. He's got all the tools and gadgets he needs. He's smooth and stuff like that. But in a way, he's kind of a bumbling fuck-up. But he just does it with so much style that you just kind of ignore his fuck-ups. I thought he was going to get the same thing with Mordecai. I thought he was going to be the same way. Bumbling fuck-up, but my God, nobody does his job better than here. And watching this movie and Johnny Depp the whole way through, he doesn't do a goddamn thing in here. All the fighting scenes in here are done by Paul Bettany's character. Matter of fact, the mystery itself gets solved by Gwyneth Paltrow. Johnny Depp is just fucking in here just because of name alone. And it almost had me curious to be like, fucking Tim Burton direct this then? Because I'm just like, what was the point of Johnny Depp's character even being somewhere near this shit? I mean, there was literally no reason. Like, his character never once had a saving point in here where he just like realized, oh, that guy, I see why people like him. Maybe it's because of charm. I saw a little of it. And I'm talking about the director here. The director, if I'm not mistaken, this is his first time director because, no. I think he's done something before. People, you can probably correct me on this, but I know he's done, he did Premium Rush, if I'm not mistaken. I'm talking about director David Koepp. He did Premium Rush and Ghost Town, but he did a lot of writing, though. Writing is where his forte is. It sure fucking wasn't in this movie, but he did the screenplay for Spider-Man, and if I'm not mistaken, he did write Premium Rush. If I'm not mistaken, he did a Jurassic Park movie, too. Yes, the fuck he did. He did the first Jurassic Park. He did a lot of shit, and to see this lazy-ass film that I saw, I was like, ugh. It was mind-numbing. And then Johnny Depp's bumbling through the whole fucking movie the whole time with this stupid-ass accent. I never once in the film got a sense of why Johnny Depp was hired for this fucking case. Or even if he was hired, because I still don't really know what his job title was in here. And even when he gets on the case and stuff like that, there was not one time in here where I was just like, I see why Johnny Depp was called for this. I see why. There was only one point, and when they wanted to find out what the importance of the photo was, they went to the library, and Johnny Depp told them the story and stuff like that. And I was just like, other than that, that's it. He's not there for the action scenes. That's Paul Bettany. He's not even there to solve the mystery because he has no clue what's going on here. He fucks up every chance he gets. His character is not entertaining or funny at all. He's not even smooth or charming either. Like, even the part where he gets to the L.A. and they're like, you know, obviously with Sandy L.A., you know, beaches and shit. My God, did we just step into a pornographic scene or whatever? And he asked that fucking question three times and that same sound was just like, Jesus. You mean tell me your bumbling ass went around the whole city of London and shit, constantly talking about how Gwyneth Paltrow is your love of your life, the queen, the sour grapes of your Adam or some shit like that or whatever. And now you get to America, it's just like, oh, put some clothes on, lady. It's like, what the fuck? You just got done pretty much hitting on Gwyneth Paltrow the whole fucking 45 minutes of this film that I have to watch. And then, there was another running gag in here that really got it. Okay, when he gets kidnapped and taken to Russia or something like that, because they're looking for this painting, they think he has it. There's this Russian dude, and I kid you not, his only fucking lines in there is because the main Russian guy, if you will, he says, open your balls to Johnny Depp, because they're going to pretty much fucking jumpstart his balls. They're going to stack some jumper cables to his balls in line. And there's the other Russian henchman, all he kept saying was, your balls, your balls. He says that shit six times in the fucking movie, people. And even Johnny Depp even had to ask, what is up with this guy in testicles and shit? And there never was an answer on it, nothing like that. Just like, he just said it again. I was just like, what? Why did he say that again? Like, this dude isn't fascinated with fucking electrocuting people's ball sack and shit, man. This movie was a chore. It literally was, man. It was a fucking chore. I couldn't I couldn't fathom how many times I was just looking at my phone. It was about 3 times I must have pulled my phone out just to check emails or something like that. My man Elijah Bell sent me a message. I was like, you know what? I'm just going to read this, actually. I'm going to read this because this is probably a hell of a lot more entertaining than fucking reading any or watching anything off this fucking screen here. I mean, Elijah Bell was sending me some jokes. I was like, that's the funniest thing of this whole fucking movie going experience right here is reading Elijah Bell's fucking jokes here. Reading some goddamn teenage kids goddamn funny jokes here is more interesting than this fucking film right here. Performances was weak as fuck. I felt fucking bad for Paul Bettany. I was embarrassed for him. I was like, man, you better bring something to Vision, man, because you seriously got to get away from Johnny Depp. He is trying to fuck your career up. He's trying to take someone down with him. Now, obviously, Paul Bettany, it looked like it's going to be you. Hopefully, Avengers don't stop that, though, but yeah, dude, I thought this movie was corny as fuck. It was lame, wasted my time, and then some. Actually, it went on longer than it needed to go. It was unfunny. There was times I was just uncomfortable because I was just like, my God, somebody in behind the camera here thought that was funny. And that's what's sad about this film is because it's not funny. The adventure itself, because it's labeled as a genre as an adventure, the adventure itself is just boring. It's nothing interesting at all or whatever. You think they'd do something with London, but no, only thing they do with London is have cheap-ass accents. Yeah, man, this movie's a fuck it. There's no hiding behind that. This movie is a fuck it. Guaranteed, probably. Oh, I wanna. As far as high project movies go, this is probably the biggest fuck it of January, to be honest, as far as the biggest films of the month so far. Cause there are some other pieces of shit this month so far, but yeah, man, this one definitely, as far as star power and shit goes, this one easily just fucking, what a waste of goddamn time, talent, effort, and everything. And Johnny Depp, dude, I don't even dislike Johnny Depp. I like him, but my God, dude, you starting to fucking, you ain't starting, you've been off that goddamn pedestal for I don't know how long, and it just doesn't seem to be getting any better for you. So, you know what, I think it's time for you to quit now. I really think it's time for you to just go far, far fucking away, because you are on my hit list of an actor of a movie who I'd never want to fucking see again right about now. This little bit of magic is my stuff. Please, you know I have a sympathetic gag reflex. On January 23rd. I thought I'd see how you secret agent men run the bar.